is on the air helping to have a good time today and inform you as to what's going on, a little fun with some of the issues of the day, the events of the day, the Doug Steffen good day way. How many times can I come up with way, day, play, hey? We have Heather
Somehow
Bachman.
Somehow this will turn into a song here in about
Rich
3 seconds.
Why not? It's time to be happy, Richie.
If
you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a print to you. Or you could get out that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, by the Rastafarian or whatever he is. What is that
Bobby
guy?
Bobby McFerrin.
But what, wasn't he a Rastafarian? Or is
no,
he?
No, I don't think he is. No.
Whose voice is that? Did I hear
Whose
another
voice?
Voice?
No.
I thought
Who's
I heard another that? Female voice by Heather.
Where'd that go?
I don't know. All right. Anyway, let's not worry today. Let's be happy. As many of you embark on a week or 10 days of time off, as I was suggesting earlier today, this is the third most popular vacation week of the year after 4th of July and Christmas.
You know,
Christmas,
a lot of people are back
three.
In school already. A lot of kids are back in school already. So
and a lot of
tougher and tougher.
Well, people
and
are complaining.
And the tourism agencies are complaining.
Right, because the summer season seems to be suspended earlier than usual, or than it used to be anyway. And I don't... anybody know why? Somebody who's in education, can you call us at 800-510-8255? What is the move to get school started before Labor Day? Why? What's the deal? It's hot.
Yeah, I was shocked. It caught me off guard.
Yeah, what, here?
Yes. My son starts school here in Massachusetts next, this coming Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
In some cases, it's because they're adding more teacher work days or adding more possible off days for snow and whatnot, so they have to start earlier to make up for them.
Speaking of snow, today is Thursday, August 23rd. Christmas Eve is 4 months from tomorrow.
And you know what else today is?
Somebody's birthday?
Yes.
Whose?
My firstborn. Her 21st birthday
sweet.
Is today. Happy birthday,
happy
Talia.
Birthday. There you go. Have you started shopping for Christmas? The Halloween stuff is out everywhere.
My daughter asked me
everywhere.
The other day, Daddy, what am I going to be for Halloween? I was like, oh, we have a long...
Go away.
No,
leave
no
me alone.
It's just less than 2 months.
Christmas Eve is 4 months from tomorrow. So our poll at DougSteffen.com today asks whether you've started shopping yet. Good Lord. What do you mean start? I finished. That'd be Roberta's answer. Halfway done is B. I've picked up a few things but haven't really started yet is C. Are you kidding? It's August is D. That reminds me, I need to pick up a couple of things still for last Christmas is E. All right, so that's our poll today at DougSteffen.com. Yesterday's poll focused on what you thought of Diet Coke with bacon.
Yuck.
I don't know what the results are. But
well, you
I know.
Know, honestly, salty sweet, maybe, you know.
You see that
know.
Boston Market is taking salt out of its stores and out of its food.
No,
interesting,
awesome.
Yeah? Yep. All right, let's go to Atlantic City, where a casino is suing 14 of its customers who raked in $1.5 million in winnings after realizing that 8 decks of cards had not been pre-shuffled and therefore kept producing the same sequence of cards. How is that possible, one would wonder. I don't know that much about gambling.
I don't either.
I'm not a gambler. I don't understand card games and stuff. And but what happened was the gamblers kept raising their bets from $10 a hand to $5,000 a hand.
Wow.
And scored 41 consecutive winning hands in Baccarat. Why is that the why is that their fault? Well, the Golden Nugget somehow was convinced that somebody was cheating. But if it's their
well,
deck,
they weren't pre-shuffled,
isn't
somebody
that their
should
job
be fired
the,
there? Yeah,
right. I don't. I mean,
it's your job to prove that they were cheating.
Yeah, I don't get this at all.
My
Are you a gambler?
Is if they cheat and you can't prove it, they win.
Yeah. Are you a card player, Richie?
I'm not.
No. Heather, you play cards?
I can play war.
But
I'm really good
fish.
At that.
Here's how it works for me. I might as well just walk up, hand you my money, and leave. It saves me a lot of time.
Exactly. Help yourself. 800-510-8255. Elmer's listening to Good Day in Roseburg, Oregon. Good morning, Elmer. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Well, thank you. What do you know about the school schedule there?
Well, here they don't start till after Labor Day, but when I was going to school back in the 60s and 70s, we always started the last week of August.
Why?
I don't know. That's just the way the school schedule was.
Makes
we started
no sense.
The last week of August, then took the Labor Day weekend off and started the full schedule after that.
There is this move to have children go to school more, but it's better served by having them stay. I'm saying this as somebody who used to be a teacher and remembering what it was like when we got into the warmer days of June. But the real hot weather doesn't come until sometimes early July, mid-July, late July. So the school system added a couple of extra weeks. But then they get into these negotiating sessions with teachers because the teachers only want to be, they only are getting paid, so they say, for 180 days. So it becomes a jockeying position, or it just back to the whole you know, who's benefiting
from
it.
Back when you were teaching, you know, one of the things that they do now is my kids in Fairfax County here in Virginia, they only go to school half day on Monday.
Really?
Because it's a teacher work day.
We used to have that on Thursday. We had
I don't remember that when I went to school.
No, we'd get out at 1 o'clock and spend a couple of hours on supposedly teacher training things. I always found them to be pretty useless. It was just a thing to satisfy some state mandate.
Is that every Monday, Rich?
Every Monday.
See, that's kind of a hardship on the parents, I would think.
Well, if they're all working now, but back when
the majority
I was teaching,
now, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. 800-510-8255. All right, Elmer, thank you for that story. Here's Aaron in Kingman, Arizona. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
What's the story with the school openings there?
Well, I believe it is because the schools get paid by the day, by the child.
School teachers, you mean, or
yes,
you're talking about reimbursements from federal authorities or whomever?
Absolutely. Yep.
That how it's a federal, it's a reimbursement.
State, whatever, right. However they're funded, whichever way. Yeah. They get paid by the child, by the day.
Yep. It's all about government and government control. It's not about educating your children.
No,
it's about government control.
It's not.
Yeah, the government. What it does for you. All right,
you
Aaron.
You're a child. You had to have a birth certificate and an immunization record to get into school. Nowadays, like speaking of illegals, they're not refusing any child. Which you know, I can see that in a way. But then again, you know, why should we pay
why
for that?
Can you, why would you see? What do you mean you can see that in some way? Why?
Educating the children, you know, the.
But if they're not here legally, why is it our responsibility?
Oh, I agree.
It's the same as the. So the whole thing. You're in Arizona. The state is fighting the new regulations that would allow, as I remember the number, about 1 million people who are so-called illegals now to be in the country legally.
Right.
Go through
and those are kids of people who came illegally
right.
that they're just
right.
saying, well.
Right.
Are they old enough to vote?
Most of them are not.
No. Okay.
How
does that affect, though, the taxpayers in Arizona who have to pay for having these students in school?
That's right. Their parents aren't paying the taxes.
If they're not paying taxes, why should they be entitled to the benefits of being in the city where you live, in the state?
Right.
Why? Why? Who can argue that that's fair?
That's not right.
No, it isn't. All right, Aaron, thank you. 800-510-8255. How can that be fair? How can it be just? I was listening to a discussion earlier today about, well, we had a couple of discussions, actually, about the one trillion-dollar-plus deficit we'll have again for the fourth time in 4 years. People ought to be thinking about that when it comes to who you would vote for, it seems to me. I don't know. I'm just silly me suggesting that.
I want a third choice.
I do, too.
I think a third choice.
I want a
seriously.
Third choice. Yeah, absolutely. A third choice. And I want to get rid of the party system because it doesn't
yes.
serve anybody. Richie has the brilliant Richie and I have two brilliant ideas. One of them has to do with the taxation policy. As to how, I mean, all these things are so simple to do, and yet the party
but they
has
have
to strangle
not to do them, right?
Who? What's the reason? No good reason.
No.
This doesn't serve them. They're not serving us.
Right.
It doesn't serve
that's
them.
The reason. Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I think I'm going to put you guys on the ticket.
Really?
You know, when
who's
we get off the
but
air.
I'm president. He's vice president.
Oh, of course. For
yeah.
now, at least.
We have way too many demons in our closets.
Yeah.
No, and then when we get
we
off the air,
we never
pass
the vetting process.
Around the country.
I don't have any money offshore. I don't have any money. So I couldn't be, wouldn't be a problem for me to be vetted. I could get vetted real fast.
Let's start fundraisers on the farm.
Yeah.
There we go.
It. Hooray.
The Doug and Rich team.
Cow rides.
That's it, right. Cows for everyone.
Cows at the White House.
Why do you see a chicken in every pot?
Yeah,
we'll have a cow in every garage. That's the way to fix it. We've fixed the problem.
There we go.
It's 17 after on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Summer. It's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Speaking of teams, you know, I have the DougStephanTeam.com, which will help you out with great products, anti-aging products. We have the Doug Stephan team on the air here. Maybe we should go into the loan and mortgage business, Rich. What do you think? We could start. You just said you didn't have any money. Well, I don't have to have any money. You can go get somebody else's.
Oh, okay.
Find someone else's. Yeah, promise them a big return. Look at the guy, Kurt Schilling, in Rhode Island.
$75 million of Connecticut's money.
Yeah, Rhode Island. Kurt Schilling, yeah. Former Red Sox, I think he's a pitcher,
yes.
Went into the gaming business and borrowed 2 years ago, borrowed $75 million from the state of Rhode Island to start a new business. This week he declared bankruptcy. All the $75 million is gone. 300 people that he hired are out of work, and all of their taxes, whatever was withheld, is gone as well. So the state's out about $100 million. I like that math. It's interesting math, right? What do you think?
Work for him, right?
Math
work
for football players. All right. Lots of things going on, including our 2020 news quiz question coming up here on Good Day.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Remember this, a kiss is just a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Play it again, Sam, please.
And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
Despite what this song says, a kiss to many Americans is not just a kiss. For 45% of those surveyed by cultural anthropologist William Kane, the author of The Art of Kissing, a kiss is more effective in lifting them from a bad mood than the more conventional stress reducers like exercise and going to bed. A strong majority also noted that a morning kiss from a loved one helped them get their day started the right way.
Before or after teeth brushing?
That's a pretty good question. I don't know that that was part of the study. Of those who are in the early stages of a relationship, more than 60% admitted that a really good romantic kiss doesn't just heat up the moment, but could inspire them to make a deeper commitment. These great kisses don't always take their recipients by surprise. 41% of the roughly 1,000 people who were surveyed said they had a feeling their partner was a good kisser. Nearly 40% noted that the kiss was what they had anticipated, while 38% said the kiss was better than expected.
Love it when that happens.
Wow. A kiss is not just a kiss, Richie. So, Rich, do you consider yourself a good kisser? What does Janet say about your kissing?
She's still with me.
That doesn't mean
you're doing something right.
I mean, you're a good kisser. Could be doing other things right.
I'm one of them.
Do you? No, seriously. Did you? How many women have told you that you're a good kisser?
You know, I think with each person is different. You either connect or you don't. And my wife and I connect very well.
Really? Yeah. When did you kiss her? When did you first kiss her?
Oh,
how long had you known her?
You mean dates-wise?
Yeah.
I don't know, a week or two or something like that.
How many times had you seen her before you kissed her?
Three or four times, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
You coward.
No, I'm not a coward. It was just...
Well, you kiss her on the first date. What does gentlemen have to do with whether you kiss her or not on the first date?
We didn't really...
Here he is, making an excuse. Go ahead.
No, it's no excuse. I'm not apologizing. I've been married for 12 years. Uh-huh. I don't have anything to apologize for. I think we were trying to decide whether we were compatible personality-wise, because she was, you know, this saucy Colombian, and I'm just, you know, rock and roll, burger-eating, beer-drinking American gringo.
Yeah, right.
And lo and behold, we found out we had a lot to talk about. We became very interested in each other.
Really? Did you talk or kiss? Or did you kiss?
Well, we talked. Then we kissed.
Ah, really? And so, then you talked
some
more.
Were you friends first, or was this like strictly dating?
I had asked her out, and we kind of were both kind of like, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. I would, you know, normally have never gotten an opportunity to meet this person.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go out and see if there's anything there. And there was.
How did
we had
you
a great
meet?
Time. At a party.
Uh-huh.
Are you a good kisser, Heather?
I've been told so.
Really?
Yeah, uh-huh. I have, on more than one occasion.
No kidding.
By different people.
Really?
Do you think that good kissers can
make
be bad
neighbors?
Kissers with the wrong people?
I think that you're right. There has to be some chemistry there.
Right. So one person that's been told they're a good kisser and another person that's been told they're a good kisser doesn't necessarily mean that they're good kissers with each other.
Right.
True.
I think that's true. Yeah,
very if they
true.
Don't have the chemistry.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This whole kissing thing is getting so serious.
It's
like, there's so much into it. I know, right?
Do we have the world's greatest travel expert here, Richie?
We do not.
Oh, how come?
No, because I decided to give him the day off.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right, here's something that doesn't have the day off. Our 2020 news quiz question. Everybody ready?
Sure.
Yes.
Who is Faith Dickey, and why is she in the news today? Faith Dickey is in the news, and if you want to have a leg up, pardon the pun, and you'll understand why I said that, if you check out Faith Dickey at DougStefan.com, you can find the answer to the question. Excuse me, if you go to DougStefan.com, you will find out who Faith Dickey is and why she is in the news today. 800-510-8255. It's a pretty amazing reason that she is in the news. Pretty amazing story. All right? So check it out. Faith Dickey, who is she? Also, a lady in the news named Brittany Collops. We'll tell you her story, too, in the next half hour, plus the TV report. It's 29 after on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. We used our global buying power to negotiate unheard-of deals direct from the mills, and that means our already low flooring prices just got lower. For the first time, all of our laminates are marked down to an incredible 20% off. Our best-selling bamboo flooring is 10% off. Ballywood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry is 10% off. That's 10 to 20% off our already low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets.
You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. Rich McFadden, Heather Bachman, Doug Steffen, Jennifer's off today because of an incident took place. Can't quite figure out what went on. Her mother got robbed last night, and so she spent the night with her mother, who was all shook up. But I don't know any more about it than that. Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta's off this week, as are a lot of people, a lot of your friends and neighbors. Maybe you're off this week. Hopefully you're having a good time. The news media churning today about Natalie Wood. Her death certificate has been altered to reflect some of the uncertainties and lingering questions surrounding her drowning. This was 30 years ago, and now there is still the question. The document was amended, shifts Wood's death from accidental drowning to drowning and other undetermined factors.
Yeah.
Why would you get, why is that important? Why do you change death? Who benefits from her?
The police.
Having her death certificate changed.
I think the police probably need
to be able to investigate
it
further.
Changed to be able to, take the investigation to another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of investigating, Texas investigated Brittany Collep, C-O-L-L-E-P-S, former high school English teacher. When they investigated, mother of three as well, when they investigated, they found that she'd had relations with at least five of her 18-year-old high school senior boys slash men. Are you a man at 18? If you can go get a gun and shoot in Afghanistan, you're a man, right? Nope. The age of 18. So her husband was in Afghanistan for a year. And while he was gone, she's had at least there are five who came forward. Apparently there are many others who don't want to come forward because they don't think that she was, what are they? They don't consider
because
themselves.
Because they love her and they want to get married.
Victims. Yeah, maybe that's it. Not a bad looking woman. Is that sexist comment, Heather? If I look at a picture of a woman?
No, I mean, I'm going to indicate who's an attractive man to my opinion.
All right,
sure.
Anyway. So four of her former students testified against her. They all used pseudonyms. And three of the students, however, said they didn't consider themselves victims and didn't want her prosecuted. There is no crime here, the defense attorney said. I didn't hear from any children. These are men who are old enough to go to war.
They're all 18?
They're all 18.
Mm-hmm. And when she had sex with them, they were
all
18?
Yep.
Then I'm confused. What is she being prosecuted for? What are the charges?
Well, the police detective said that 18 or not, it's a crime for a teacher to have relations with her students. It is?
No, it's not.
Why? Yeah.
It's unethical.
Yeah, immoral.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not against law.
Fun.
If they're 18.
We all have that. We all of us. I've told you the story several times. I was 21 when I was teaching, and there were plenty of 18-year-old young women around, and I had a serious challenge,
mm-hmm.
which I was able to step up to and...
Good for you. Yeah.
Beat the challenge. Wasn't easy. However, it would have cost it. It wouldn't just
it would
job.
Have cost you your job.
Of course,
yeah.
It would have, and you're appropriately right. So. Mm-hmm. So I don't mind the fact that she's been fired, but other than that, it's up to her and her husband to work it out after that. Especially if these
right.
kids are 18 years of age, they want to send her to jail for 20 years in Texas.
That's nuts! Wow.
Charge her $10,000 for every guilty count. The point of that
of
is guilty. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Right.
That poor is judgment.
The question.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bit
if they were 18,
the blog rolls are full of.
She didn't break the law.
No.
She should be fired.
Yep.
Without
mm-hmm.
a doubt.
She was.
Were they still students? 18 years old and students?
They were in their final year of high school.
Plenty
of 18-year-old boys that are eight. You know, they graduate from high school and go right to the service. That's what.
But it's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
That's
but
bad.
Man, that's tough.
Yeah, but.
Yeah,
it's not illegal.
800-510-8255. What do you think of that? All right, we're running tight on time here, and I didn't, but all the times are artificial. I call it the 2020 news quiz because I like to ask the question around 20 past the hour and have the answer before 20 minutes before the next hour. So once again, I will repeat the question. Answer can be found prominently placed at DougStephan.com. It's even on the home page. Who is Faith Dickey? And why would we be talking about her? Faith Dickey, a lady who does very interesting things, not along the same lines as the lady we were just talking about that was a teacher. She actually has... She's a record holder, and the record that she holds is in a very interesting pursuit. Put it that way. 800-510-8255 for a swell prize.
She's crazy. She's just plain outright crazy is what she is.
Yeah, she might be. All right, so bad news today for Groupon. The daily deals that they have, they are apparently starting to show signs of having trouble managing all their salespeople. And as a result, salespeople are not being motivated. I would think it would be very difficult, although under the circumstances, I investigated Groupon for our store at the farm, and it looked like a really bad deal. It's
for the merchant.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Horrible. It's great for Groupon, great for the customer.
Yep.
Bad
for the merchant.
But what it has been is sort of an idea like lost leaders are in advertising. You bring somebody in. Like, Richie, right. When you were selling cars, if you had a special deal on a special car, you brought somebody in, it was one car, and then you... They didn't like that car. They looked around at others, and they bought the car.
Bait and switch, baby.
Yeah, right. Well, I was being more genteel than that.
It's the truth is truth.
Right. So anyway, Groupon. What's the other? Living Social. Isn't that the other?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, see, I talked to them. I thought they were okay. There was something sleazy about the person I talked to at Groupon, and I didn't feel that way.
So it was representative more than it was the company.
Yeah, kind of. But I don't. I think Living Social does it differently, do they not? Isn't there a different...
I don't know how they sell it. I don't know what the back end is like, but the front end is pretty much, you know, as far as the retail side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's too much different.
No. All right. Let's see. What are we going to do? We got the television report coming up in a minute, Richie. And we don't have a Queen of Cheap because Roberta's not around, even though there are a lot of things at DougStephan.com in the Queen of Cheap box that are ongoing that you ought to check out no matter what. And certainly you ought to check out supermarket guru Phil Lempert's information posted on food safety that is in the box next to Roberta's Queen of Cheap box at DougStephan.com. Food safety, big issue today. The melons came from a farm, I believe, in Michigan or Wisconsin. But we have these ongoing things, and we'll have these ongoing things in food safety as long as we have a government that doesn't do what it says it's doing. The government says it wants to inspect and have inspectors do their work, and they don't. And that's why if the inspectors were doing their work, there wouldn't be a problem. Period. Never mind. We don't need more inspectors. We need the people who are there to do their jobs. Period. End of story. There's a lot of concern. Also, Phil deals with global food prices that are escalating because of the soaring price of corn and soybean and wheat. Governments around the world, France, the U.S., and Mexico among them, having a conference at the end of the month to determine whether there needs to be another meeting of the entire G20, because if you go back about 4 years, the spike in food prices that triggered riots around the world, remember those? Those were only 4 years ago. And so this is a very important discussion. People need to know why it is their food prices are going up 4, 5, 6% a month. 800-510-8255. Hi, Ann. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Doug.
Morning. How are things? You're doing well? That's good.
We're up and at 'em, ready to take my son for cross-country practice.
Cross-country. Is he a track star for the first time this year, and they're practicing for their meets this fall? Is that it?
Exactly.
Yeah. How old is he?
He is 15, a freshman.
Yeah. And he's good at which of these track and field events?
The long distance running.
Good for him. That's a cool thing to if you do that. And how did he discover he was good at it? What happened in junior high school? Did he compete?
In junior high school, he started running just for exercise and training, and he discovered he liked it. So with the high school, they invited whoever likes to run to come out for the cross-country team.
Good. That's excellent. I was on it in high school. I was the short runner, the 100-yard dash. I could run faster than anybody. If it was 101, I'd lose. For whatever the reason, I ran out of steam at 100 yards. Done. Anyway,
I was the same. I was a short runner, not a long runner.
Really? So you have short legs then?
No.
Oh. Long legs.
Long legs, short distance.
So he inherited his prowess from his mom.
Exactly.
Yeah. What else have you done in that area? Anything?
No. I held the 50 and 100-yard dash records for many years from my elementary and middle schools.
Good for you. Nothing wrong with that. And so the fellows that were chasing you around had to really chase you around, right?
Exactly.
Good. Before they win your heart. How are you at kissing, by the way? You heard our discussion of kissing earlier. How's your kiss?
I did. I'm sure it's very good. It's been a while.
Been a while since you used your ability to kiss?
Exactly.
All right, then somebody's losing out, no doubt.
Exactly.
All right, so we have to work on that. Meanwhile, who's Faith Dickey?
I would say she's the 60-some-year-old lady trying to swim across the Atlantic Ocean, battling jellyfish.
That's Diana Nyad. Diana, not Nyad. What's her name? Diana.
Yeah, that's it.
It's Diana Nyad. Yeah, right. She's 62. No, that isn't what Faith Dickey's doing. I'll tell you, there's a video today at DougStefan.com of an amazing stunt that this woman performs. She is the world champion highliner, and the video today, Richie said she's crazy because she's walking.
Certifiable.
She walks across a rope that is on, it's connected to two 18-wheelers as they speed down the highway at 60 miles an hour.
You're kidding
me. She's moving from one truck to the other, and she does it just before they go into separate tunnels. It snaps the rope. She jumps onto one truck from the other. It's like a movie.
I thought
it was Mission Impossible.
And when I watched it, I was like, there's no way this is real. Uh-huh. No
she's
way.
She's crazier than Evel Knievel.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Maybe. Dun, 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 dun. Mission Impossible. They ought to have her. That's how people, by the way, get started working in movies. These stunt people that you see, both men and women.
Because they're nuts and they do crazy things.
Right, exactly. And they're willing to do it, and so they put their lives often on the line. I think there was a recent action, and as a matter of fact, I think it was The Expendables, where one of the stunt guys got killed in the shooting of the movie.
Oh, yeah. What
happens,
was that?
Yeah, it happens quite frequently. So anyway. All right, so Ann, you didn't win, but we had a nice conversation, and I'm appreciative of that. Nice to hear from you.
I sure did. Next time you're in El Paso, we'll show you around.
All right, good idea. I'm
okay,
ready.
Have a great day.
Now, last time I was in El Paso, I did the show from across the across.
Oh, you want to cross the border?
Entrance? No, I did. Well, I've done that too.
Get shot at.
I wouldn't go to Juarez now. I did once a long time ago. KTSM has been an affiliate for about 14 years. And I remember the first time I went there, I think the fellow's name that was, I think Cat was his name. I can't remember his last name. But he was the program director. And we went across to Juarez. And I've done the program from outside the gates of Fort Bliss in El Paso. It's a very interesting town. And one, for whatever the reason, I seem to find myself in, no matter how I cross the country, I seem to end up in El Paso. Sometimes going in both directions. Twice a year I go through El Paso. And it's very cool at night when you're coming in on Interstate 10 from the east. It's almost like a rounding of the bend, and you can see El Paso and Juarez from about 25 miles away. And it seems closer than it is, but it isn't, because I've driven it, and all those of you who are out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's sort of it's deceiving in that Juarez, when you actually come upon it, is bigger than El Paso, or it certainly looks like it. The lights, you think you're looking at the lights of El Paso, but you're not.
Really?
You're looking at the lights of Juarez until you get into the city. The city trails, there are a lot of, as you come into town, a lot of, past where you get up to the airport, the hotels and motels that are there and the businesses are all right on the interstate. And there is a high level, they're sort of built off of the interstate. And you have to drive up these driveways that are long and sort of almost like going up a hill. But it's really the perception that you have as you drive into the city, much different than what you actually realize is the relationship between these two cities, the proximity of them, because the river isn't that big. The Rio Grande River separates the two countries. Not much. You could throw a stone across the river.
Yeah, I'm looking at a map right now. Yeah,
very interesting. All right, so that's the Faith Dickey story. You can check that out at DougStephan.com.
You want to see your crazy person for the day.
Right.
This
Plus,
is it.
Another story at DougStephan.com has to do with Taylor Swift, who apparently has been spending a lot of time at her new home in on the Cape in Hyannisport. And there was a weekend wedding involving one of the Kennedy grandchildren. And her boyfriend, Connor Kennedy, obviously invited. They didn't want Taylor Swift to come, but she showed up anyway.
Really?
The mother was really angry and asked her to leave. Asked Taylor Swift to
Why?
Leave. Because they felt that she would overpower the wedding ceremony. Because everybody would be, exactly. Mm. So she showed up anyway, which didn't show great judgment on her part. But the mother, Victoria Gifford Kennedy, asked her to leave. She didn't, or she came back, or something like that, and then she asked her to leave again.
She says, I personally went up to Miss Swift, whose entrance distracted the entire event, and politely introduced myself and asked her as nicely as I could to leave.
Right.
Wow.
It was like talking to a ghost. She seemed to look right past me.
Yeah. Pretty embarrassing. So you wonder if Taylor Swift is...
Swift spokesperson says that's not true. That's not how it happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Whatever. It's got to be kind of an embarrassing thing, embarrassing moment. Speaking of embarrassing, quick television story about Ann Curry, who apparently is friends with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah?
And they issued a statement yesterday saying they would never again be interviewed by anybody on the Today Show because of what they did to Ann Curry.
Really?
Wow. Look at Ann Curry with a little power behind her back.
A little hunga bunga lunga. It's 50 minutes, 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is news from KillerApps.tv. I'm technology reporter Brett Larson. With over 50 million students heading back to school, both students and parents want to get a head start, and these tech tools will help. The Kyocera Rise is perfect for students who want a smartphone without giving up their QWERTY keypad. It also includes a 3.5-inch touchscreen and Android's latest operating system, Ice Cream Sandwich. Get it on Sprint for under $20 with a 2-year contract, or Virgin Mobile without a contract starting August 31st for $99. Never miss a word of classroom lectures with LiveScribe's Echo Smart Pen. It records
records everything you hear, say, and write while linking your audio recordings to your handwritten notes. You can even share with classmates by email or to places like Google Docs and Facebook.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Improvement radio program heard every weekend around the country. There are millions and millions and millions of ears that are tuned to the radio when Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti go on the air to help you improve your home. And it really gets a big vote with some of the dogs. Charlotte's been walking around the house. She heard that Tom was going to be on. She started boofing, boof, boof, boof.
Charlotte's very excited.
She is excited. There she is. There she is. Buff! Buff! Get her money this
time!
Buff! It's Tom Kreitler time. Alright, so our job here is to expose people to the elements that are a major part of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Your calls, 800, no, it's 888 Money Pit. What is it?
888 Money Pit. That's it. It's the phone number.
Right.
MoneyPit.com.
MoneyPit.com. Okay. I was going to do the Money Pit. .com thing. I knew I had that right. I never have all. You have so many different things where people can participate. It's good participation radio. And so let us participate by reading some of the notes and letters that are coming in. Questions for Tom Kreitler. Nancy has a bathtub, E-I-E-I-O, and it is Garosarino. She keeps replacing the caulk between the tub and the tile, but it turns into green and falls out. What is the way? I think there's a nuclear bomb that will fix that, isn't there?
Hey, here's a trick of the trade, Nancy, that will help you fix this once and for all. So, obviously, you have to get rid of the green mess. And if it doesn't peel out easily, there is sort of the caulk equivalent of a paint stripper. It's called caulk softener. And you put it on it and turns it to kind of like jello. You scrape all that stuff out. Then you dry it and spray it with bleach. You want to put it in a spray bottle and get the bleach inside that joint. And the reason is because it kills any algae or mold that's left behind. Once it's clean and ready to go, the next thing you do is fill the tub with water. And the reason you're doing this is because you want to make that tub really heavy and have it sort of settle down. Then you caulk the joint when you caulk that seam in between the tub and tile, use a caulk that has an antimicrobial additive to it, like Microban or one of the other products. Then you let the water out of the tub. After it dries, it comes up, it compresses the caulk, and it won't fall out the next time.
Smart feller.
He is a smart feller.
Yeah. Right, yeah, caulk will not turn green.
Yeah. Right, nothing worse than a green caulk.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. All right. Next is Jim in New York, who said, I want your advice, Tom, for getting rid of stink bugs.
Ah,
yeah. This is the time of year.
I was in one of the home repair stores, and I saw that they actually have a stink bug repellent.
Is it a special repellent?
Well, there's a trap now. It's made by Rescues, the company that makes
a
it.
A trap. So you put them outside so they come back in your house again?
Well, no, it kind of collects them.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
If your stink bugs get inside the house, you set the trap inside.
No, wait a minute. This has got to be a government program. Just like this is a government program, a conspiracy, just like we have illegal immigrants that get deported. They go back to their country and they come back to our country again.
They're coming back
in
the stink bugs?
Same thing. The stink bugs get put outside so they come back in the house again.
Well, we're not trapping them to release them into the wild, Doug. But no, well, the thing
what
that you can do to your house...
You're going
to
proceed
all the stink bug traps in Mexico.
Yeah.
The things that you should be doing, Jim, in New York, are sealing up all of the gaps and cracks on the outside of your house, much like you would do in the fall for draft proofing. If you seal up all of those little spots, that will slow down the stink bug population. Follow that up with an appropriate trap. And these traps do work. They use a chemical attractant that the stink bugs love. They run right to the trap. They collect there, which is better than collecting on your windowsills. But if you do find them in your house, the way to get rid of them is to not squish them, because they will, as the name implies, stink. But use a vacuum to...
They smell like pine salt.
You know, Leslie says she actually likes the smell of squished stink bug, but I only think that's because she's pregnant.
Perfect. All right, here's Kim, who writes from her condo. Upstairs neighbor had a pipe burst, poured water through her floor into the kitchen, cleaned up quickly. Is she going to have mold?
No, because you clean it up quickly, you won't. If you leave that kind of thing for days on end, it will grow into mold. When your neighbor had the leak, if it just fell out of the ceiling, it shouldn't be a problem. And by the way, if you ever get a leak from above, the first thing you want to do is poke a hole in the ceiling and let the water out so it drains and not sits behind it. Because not only will it grow mold, it will also deform the drywall, and then you'll have a bigger repair in your hands.
Nothing worse than a deformed drywall.
That's right.
Quick one for you.
Yeah.
How do you find a good plumber?
Angie's List. Good site for that.
Angie's List is wonderful.
Free for the consumer.
It is not. It's a subscription site.
Okay.
Yeah, Angie's List.
But worth it. Not expensive.
Right. You see the ads around.
Good quality
all
reviews.
Yeah. All right. That's the story from Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check him out at MoneyPit.com. Actually, you can check him out at DougStephan.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.